July.
What the heck?
No, it's not July. Hello. It is December 1st, 2002. It is Sunday. It's had one of those little traffic things where someone says, like, okay, I'm gonna let you go, and you'll, you know, feel like you should be beholden to them, but at the same time, they kind of didn't give you enough time to turn. It's kind of like a split thing in terms of whether the other cars are coming the other way. You have enough time to do it. So, anyway, I know that didn't make much sense. So yes, Sunday, December 1st, 2002. I'm driving in my Jeep. I'm here in Nutley. I'm heading for my storage in Islin. My computer monitor, I think, finally completely died the other day. I'm going to get an older one that I think I still have in storage, which I think may work. This current monitor, when you turn it on, there's an intense vertical line right in the middle of the screen. And there's this high-pitched whine that goes... And after I tried getting it to work, that thing on the screen for a while, it started smelling like something was burning, and I figured at that point, you know, it got to the point where I was turning my head away to, in case the thing blew up, you know, so I figured at that point, probably not the best idea to keep fiddling with it. So that was just Thanksgiving, and went to the Strokes concert on Friday, went to a wedding. Robert and Kathleen Cetrullo's wedding last night. And in Obliviana, I had kind of an interesting occurrence. I put up a page called Jalopy Radio. I believe it was like last Sunday. And I think I went to storage last Sunday as well. And it's trying to, you know, make a links page of all this stuff. I use this term Jalopy Radio to talk about all the different not music-oriented original audio content producers that are out there. And I thought sort of like that I didn't want to do it. Then so I took it off on Sunday. Then this guy Bob from the Static Internet Show wrote, and he said he had seen it, blah blah blah, so I put it back up. I changed the name to Jalopy Audio, and I updated it the other day. I've been checking out a lot of the stuff out there, you know, in terms of Jalopy Audio, and there's a lot of stuff. I've been digging a little bit deeper and finding more and more stuff that's out there. There's some pretty good stuff. There's some stuff that's not so good. I question whether or not I should be doing this kind of links page, since I would ultimately want people to hear what I'm doing. But then I realized my wife agreed that it's probably a good idea to make contacts, be part of a community, blah blah blah. One of the online radio shows is the amazing Randy, who likes to debunk supernatural stuff. So I was just wondering, you know, he offers $1 million for any supernatural claim that can be proven. Then it got me to wondering, you know, does Obliviana indeed have a supernatural claim? Well, there have been supernatural claims in the past. Various versions. I think with the 2001 version, you have magical powers, blah blah blah. I think at this point, I'm going to be de-emphasizing that somewhat. I don't want to, you know, keep it a secret. I don't, you know, that these forces are there. But I think that what I'm going to be doing is I've built in sort of the mechanism of those of using those forces into the system. Whereas it's not really integral to the system to really believe that there's anything supernatural about it. It's just sort of... the Dashik D system is kind of just a cool system that I have. It's, and I would say that, indeed, as I do believe that 209 and the Storm Johns and the setting of the storm stuff, I think that stuff that does have a supernatural characteristic that can at least be observed, if not measured scientifically, I've never tried to measure it scientifically, that it's in there sort of as a bonus. At the same time, I don't want to, you know, trick people into thinking, you know, that... What I'm saying is I don't want to trick people into, you know, doing something that I know I believe is supernatural, but that I'm not, like, it's not like I'm trying to hide it, let's put it that way. It's not like I'm trying to hide it, but I don't think I need to make any claims about it, because this system, quite frankly, doesn't need any claim like that to make it better, or to sell it, I don't believe. So what is this system? The system I'm talking about is Obliviana, of course. Obliviana, super occult amusement. And, what I've been, you know, I've been working on it, and I've been going in and out, and up and down, and all around, and with my ideas, and I've been moving steadily forward for many years now. So if you look at my chart of progress, from, you know, let's say 1987 till to today, I think you would see a steady progress. If you look at any, like, 1 or 2 year chunk, you might see a lot of back and forth, confusion, different ideas, going in different directions, all sorts of stuff. These pauses are, I'm smoking a cigar here, so. Good cigars at the wedding last night also. So, I do want to talk about Obliviana, that's why I'm making this tape. The sad fact is I really never get to discuss Obliviana out loud with anyone. There's really no one I can talk to it about. I talked to my wife about it somewhat, but I know it's probably a little bit overwhelming for her to hear about it and stuff, so. I guess just talk to a tape recorder where who knows who might listen to in the future. You know, is something that... that is more than just talking to myself here in the Jeep. I'm not talking to myself, I am thinking out loud. Anyway, let's... sometimes when I put my thoughts into words, it shows how sort of... recursive I get, and all the tangents that go on and everything else. But in any case, I want to look at Obliviana. And right now I see it as, it is one thing, but it has, right now I'm looking at it as having four components, just as a rule of thumb. It had been three, but this Jalopy Audio links and thing is a fourth thing, just for the time being, look at it. So we'll look at Jalopy Audio. I'm trying to define a genre, give it a name. I believe that the audio genre has been underrepresented in our culture, and I believe that in terms of bringing back some of the characteristics of what's known as old-time radio with newly produced material, and also moving forward and creating audio games, interactive audio, audio-based computers, at least, see, whenever I start talking loud, I start smoking a cigar and everything. The idea is that there's a great range of stuff that, and the basic premise is that an audio-only genre has advantages over an audio-visual genre. It's not better in all ways, but it's different, and it has its own unique charms, its own unique properties. So, not only can we do something like, you know, resurrect old-time radio, but you can create interactive audio in a wide variety of ways. Audio-based computers, you can have audio generation. For example, if you think about MIDI, where you just have the notes that are then interpreted, think about something that's much more advanced than that, something which has various ways of generating sound in the stereo field that's completely real-time capable. In a lot of ways, if you imagine what a lot of games can do, and they do audio in the games, but just something that's pure audio. Anyway, Best Jalopy Audio, that's something that's a side of this whole thing that I'm really committed to, is the idea of the audio, the new computerized audio entertainment, basically. Okay. So the second of the four of my current, partitions of Obliviana is Bluffcast, also known as Obliviana Wander Radio, also known as, you know, whatever. Welcome to the Weasel Village Mall in the past. This is my particular, so far, foray into actually producing content for Jalopy Audio genre. And I think, I produce a great amount of stuff. I don't know if I'd go so far as to say great amount of stuff, but a decent amount of stuff that I think is pretty good. Probably a little bit inaccessible to most people, but I've made a start, and I am committed to continuing on with this, and I would like to see Obliviana be ideally more of an audio-based site or world than a traditional website or an audio-visual thing. This is, of course, down the line. I mean, of course, there's going to be a regular website, but the audio side, I think, is very important, and as it's been really overlooked by the big media, it's something where this is a genre that may have the most chance of bypassing big media. That's another idea. Of course, that concept just belongs in the Jalopy Audio quadrant. And my specific thing is, I guess I could talk a little bit about it. Bluffcosm, the overarching of audio content in Obliviana. Bluffcosm itself has traditionally been a, producing interesting audio segments without any sort of connecting shows. Even though I have had some shows, Bluff Tune Time, for example, I have done the Storm Tunes, which I don't think I'm going to pursue that per se, even though elements of those, that will continue on. And there is the Obliviana Wander Radio previews I did. I think that let's just say that, Obliviana was just these two sides, which would just sort of be one thing where I'm sort of promoting an idea and then producing original content myself. I would really be focusing on making a regular weekly or monthly show that people can download, blah, 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 an MP3. I'm looking at this Nullsoft streaming thing, other streaming options. Right now, my audio is available on my website. Additionally, there's stuff available on mp3.com, including two CDs that can be made on demand. The other side of it is Live 365 streaming stations, which my stations, I think, have been, my blinker's been on. I believe all of my Live 365 stations, of which I had six, I believe, are now deactivated, because they had a policy where you needed to pay a certain amount of money to continue broadcasting, and if you didn't pay, you would be could be heard by people who are Premier members, and then I think they said 45 days of inactivity would cause it to be canceled. So I think that my everything on that side has been canceled. I could restart it, I don't know if I quite want to go in that direction, though. So right now, really, the only stuff that's available is some stuff that's on my site, which is the mini previews, Storm Tunes, and the Laser Hinterland. And I guess that's about it right now. But there's a significant amount of stuff available on mp3.com. I really haven't done any updating to that for a long time. talking about Bluff Cosm as if it were just Bluff Cosm and Jalopy Audio links, I think I would be looking at trying to create a something like a weekly show, including some of these Bluff tunes and some original content. I would love to be able to get a group of people together on a regular basis and record a show. Of course, I have a lot of interesting people that I know in mind for this. I kind of lack a place to do it, though. And I lack the equipment, really, to do it. Also, such a thing would be... probably roughly equivalent to a lot of the sites that are out there, and something that doesn't really have a lot of potential to gain a mass audience or a larger audience. So it is lucky that there are the other two aspects of Obliviana, Super Cult Amusement. They are known broadly as, one of them is called Dashing Deeds and the other one's called 209. Looking at 209, this is the zoning, the storm jaunting, the 209, Forge of Wander, all of that stuff that I've been working on since, really since 1985, 86. 85 is when I really started looking at 209, 86 is when I had my first, storm jaunt. So, all throughout the world of zoning or storm jaunting, there's really been the two sides. There's been the side where you're actually setting storms, focusing on individual storms within the Forge of Wonder grid. Then there's been the side I've called Friction Enhancers, and now I call Dashing Deeds, which are interesting things to do. And, gag reflex thing that I'm talking about. That's not really, I'm not sick or anything. Anyway, there have always been these two sides to, those storm-joining ideas. You know, the one side being doing interesting things, coming up with interesting challenges, and utilizing your freedom much more than you normally would. Such as never been all ball, all these kinds of things, which is irrefutable that if you want to have a more interesting life and you want to break away from your ruts, just and do more interesting things, well, do more interesting things. I mean, it's not a theory, it's not anything, it's just, it's quite clear that it's, it's a true thing. And so basically the Dashing Deeds side is that side. And it's been refined into a technique where each of these deeds is on a little card, which can also be thought of as a deed, like a, you know, property deed. The cool meaning of the word deed, dashing deed, it represents the action and the card itself as well. The cards themselves are a way to organize, obtain, decide what to do, and then do it, and then actually record right on the card itself when it was done. I don't think there's anything else quite like it out there. And it satisfies one of the basic tenets of the Keystone idea of Obliviana, which is that the Obliviana system, as it is developed, should be of a nature that it could have been implemented many decades in the past without computers or anything. I don't know why I came up with that idea, but I did, and this indeed does, this idea does satisfy that. And I went through a lot of sort of personal travail trying to, my first rendition of Dashing Deeds was pretty much did not really involve 209 directly. And that, I think, kind of led to a lot of dissonance in my own thought process, because I think that it should involve 209. What I eventually did was I created a little graphical element, which had a Forge of Wander divided into its eight major parts, and then sort of a grid of 5x4, which details one of those individual grids. And it's additionally, it's actually 6x5, where the right and the bottom row and column are grayed out, so that this little mechanism can define any storm on the Forge of Wander in a relatively small, easy-to-use space. And between those two aforementioned graphic elements, there's a little circle. This is really something that's important, which is that once you set a storm, there needs to be a way to sort of define that it's no longer active, and so filling that in shows that it's no longer active. It also has the secondary characteristic of showing that the deed has been done. So right there is the first way in which 209 is really part of this current system. Because I don't think it's really necessary, I don't think it really would be a very easy way, a really easy sell to sort of directly show people the Forge of Wander and the techniques, and it's, you know, it certainly will be a part of the system. This is a way of incorporating into the system in a way that I think is a bit more accessible. A deed is scrawled. You write down on the deed itself the specifics of basically the time, the date, your name, and some specifics related to that deed. And so basically it has a storm that had been set and that is now over with, but I don't know what the term is, zeroed out. Now, each deed has a what I call a glyph, a little graphical symbol that it's deep. There's some pretty heavy traffic here. The glyph is a little symbol. It could be a letter, a number, or just very easy to draw a little graphic. And that sorry about that. That is then entered onto a fully rendered Forge of Wander that's also on a card. These cards are business card size, which is 3.5 by 2 inches. So this then is in. This aspect of the system is in pursuit of the vision of your Phenasta device, which is a phrase that came into my mind probably back in 1993 or 1994 in my bedroom in Islam. In fact, funny because I am right now really a few hundred feet away from that bedroom, driving down here. I think that's pretty funny, interesting, etc. Theoretically see the actual window of that bedroom in about 10 seconds. In any event, this is a way in which, yep, there it is, and I believe I just saw it, yep. I wasn't able to specifically identify it, but I did see it. So, the way it works is this. Glyphs may be entered onto these Forge of Wanders, of which a person will have a number of. In, of course, the same storm as the storm. In the same storm. So yes, it's the same storm as was to find for that deed. So essentially, each deed has a storm that's set, and it is ideally set randomly. Can either be one of a set of 160, not including the roads, or a set of 209, including the roads. The random, definition, 160 is very easy, just two dice, an 8-sided die and a 20-sided die. You could also use cards, Forge of Wanders. Actually, 160 can also be set with normal playing cards, which is interesting. Because there's 16 and 10, as opposed to 11 and 19. Of course, 16 plus 10 equals 26, which is the number of cards of a certain color in a deck. Of playing cards, and of course, so that's, you know, easy to map. It's not that elegant, because the system involves black number cards being columns, and the rows being all the red cards plus the black face cards. So it's a little bit inelegant, but it does work. So only one glyph can go on each storm on Forge Wander. So what this means is that if you have two deeds which have the same storm, the glyphs cannot go on the same Forge Wander. So therefore, there'll be a set of Forge Wanders that people use. Then the additional step, and this is a process, an idea which is sort of had sort of grown out of. This has sort of been the side of the system that I hadn't really been addressing. Now I have to find it structurally, but I need to work on the content side. Basically, what I'm talking about is, as these Forge of Wanders are filled with glyphs, they can then be blossomed and transformed, whatever the term would be, into device elements. Now, this is something which is basically, there will be a set of rules, and this, there may be a separate class of cards defining these. There'll be a set of rules. For example, you might say 10 of the same glyph on a deed can then be blossomed into this financial device element. You might say specifically 15 Neverbins would equal this other device element. You might say the Forge of Wander with at least one glyph in each of the eight sectors, eight tracks or fields, whatever you want to eventually call it, will indeed be able to get. That will be the conditions that need to be met. And so clearly the conditions can be defined in any way. It's going to certainly be at least one glyph. It can involve the types of the glyphs, the numbers, and their locations. So you may, for example, need several in a row. I do see the possibility of moving glyphs from Forge Wander to Forge Wander. I think what this would involve would be crossing it out on one and then putting it on another one in the same position. I do believe in that case that space would then be inaccessible on the one where it was crossed out. That's the idea. So it would be flexible in that way. Then once a Forge of Wander is blossomed, it can then no longer be added to it. And it sort of becomes sort of the embodiment of that device element. Here I am at storage. So that if you blossom one which has some extra glyphs that aren't required for the blossom, you can then move them. So you're not wasting them. So, alright. So I'm going to get the monitor out of storage, and I'm going to get the I'm going to put in the famous camcorder, as it's known, of my camcorder I had in college, in storage, which has probably been in and out of storage many times. There was a tape in there, and it just says The Move on it. I'm not really sure what that tape was. I'm going to watch it at some point. So, in terms of the elements, I need to work on that more, and I'll talk about that more in a minute. All right, mission accomplished. Man, this is annoying. I put the famous camcorder into storage, and I got the monitor out of storage, so I got exactly what I wanted to accomplish. I got this storage way back in, like, 94 or something. I've had it ever since. I've moved to, from here, I moved to Plainsboro in 95. Then I moved to, Clifton, then I moved to Nutley, so. But I've kept the same storage the entire time, so. So, the logic behind what I just described to you is, let's say, several fold. We are involving, through setting storms and stopping them, involving in a way that is not exactly the same as my previous methods, but in a way that is significant, the setting of storms and the involvement of this 209 force. This is a subject that's concerns me a little bit, that a person may be setting a number of storms and stopping a number of storms at the same time, but I think that it's a means that is, for example, if you do one at a time, one deed at a time, it's something that, seat fell down on the monitor. One at a time would be one way. I've been doing two storms at a time as a way of, generating more interesting energy qualitatively, and also through some observed patterns and things. But I'm not excluding the concept of that phenomenon being included. That is, I think that it is certainly possible that those traditional Oblumiana methods will be included in the system. It's just that I don't want to include them sort of so blatantly at this point. I picked up on, is that right? It's on its side, whatever. So I'm gonna go to Best Buy and Toys R Us and Pearl just for a little recreation. And we'll talk more about sort of the implications of the system and how this system can help to motivate people to select and do storms. Alright, I'm back from a little journey to Best Buy and Toys R Us and Pearl Paint. Did not buy anything. The other cigar I had just now is basically disintegrated, which is very disturbing. So, I do want to talk about several things. The sort of details of the Oblumiana system as regards the, is this one going to disintegrate too? Damn. the details as regarding the Phenasa device. And how, how Bluffhausen might integrate with the other stuff, or how it should integrate with it.
So basically, basically what we're talking about here is this.
A
system which is certainly centered upon the Datchik deeds. Now, as far as where the actual 209 fits into the system, it doesn't yet, but it can very easily be fit into it. That is to say, storm jaunting purely by setting storms beforehand. But you know what? Actually, it is really the system. We are setting storms and then going out and doing things, so it's just, you know, setting multiple ones, one for each action. Let's put it that way. So it is structurally very similar. The idea of the devices, which is you could say that your set of Forge of Wanders, you can sort of see an overview of all the deeds that you've done. Then, with the Phenasa device, you can see an even more brief, if you want to say, concise overview of everything you've done in Obliviana. That is sort of one of the coolest aspects of it, which is that you'll have this device, and I did want to talk about a little bit about the specifics of the let me try this again. Let's see if it'll work. See, I have to kind of put it on the seat here, but looks like it's picking up my voice just fine. Alright. On my way home now. So, let's say there's one where you need to get, say, four in a row. Let's say this will produce a Phenasa device element. So what is a Phenasa device element? It is a graphical element which can be put into your Phenasa device. Okay, so what is the form of the Phenasa device? Well, here we go. In its most basic terms, the Phenasa device is something that's graphical.
Which contains various graphical elements. You might want to say circles, squares, crosses, X's, shapes, which can be arranged in various ways aesthetically, which can show quantitatively the set of elements that exist. The vice being a kind of a graphical symbol. But since it is sort of an object-oriented set of objects, it is something that could indeed be defined in a number of media, including an audio, perhaps as a sequence of sound effects or simply as a description. This is an area that I need to really get into a little bit further. There's one thing called Phonostagon, which does create a set of graphics, which I'm not sure is really, probably not really the best way of going about this. Their adventures, and being able to share with other people via the audio. Either a person making it available themselves or something which can be presented on the radio station. People will be on the radio. But it does go along with my views about audio entertainment for there to be a very strong audio component for the community of Oblivion. Completely makes sense. So then, the system can then be looked at with, you know, the 209 angle is kind of built into the dash of beads, and, you know, the Jalopy audio links, that's something that's sort of built into Bluff Cosm. So really what we have here is we have Bluff Cosm and we have the deeds. And sort of above all that, we have this system called a game where people get these deeds and do the deeds, record them, get their graphical elements, etc. Is a very large project, clearly, but one I think that can start off fairly small. There are the Trick Sojourns, which are periods of 13 weeks. Number 34, is it 34? No, 35 is coming up in January, and that is basically going to be the one that I'm looking at as the real beginning of all this stuff. By the way, this other cigar also disintegrated. I think they got very dry sitting in my pocket and or in my humidor. It's kind of sad. So, I'm talking about a fairly large project. Obviously, you need to start small. Obviously, no one's really into it yet. I need to be able to offer a set of deeds sale. I'm not going to go the route of having people print out their own deeds off the website. I think that's probably not the right idea. I'm toying with the idea of including a mini CDR with MP3s on it, but I think that might complicate matters, at least in the early going, so I may not want to do that. And a mini audio CD might be like 20 minutes. But I don't know. I think at this point probably better to stick to the basics, have some of the audio stuff online, and perhaps have an audio CD available as a product, an MP3 CD available as something, a product to get into. So there's a lot of areas of this system that are somewhat undefined. But all of the basics are there. talk about the keystone idea of the Vision of Obliviana, KIVO, K-I-V-O as they used to call it. Basically, talking about KIVO, this is KIVO. So I need to be able to take these various ideas, which I think the foundation now I think is pretty solid, and I need to be able to start implementing it. So, the question will become, first of all, almost everyone in the world has not heard of Obliviana, so I can start off kind of fresh. I certainly think that a new website is in order completely. The question would then remain how much of the old stuff to take offline, or simply just sort of hide it or have a portal going into the old site. But in any case, there will be a completely new site for Obliviana. The old stuff will not be considered, I don't think, as the primary content. It is going to involve people being able to buy sets of deeds. And listening to Obliviana Radio and Obliviana Radio programs. I want to sort of establish something here, which is that I did make a lot of deeds, and I scrolled a lot of deeds, over the past, 4 months or so. And I found myself, basically doing something that was a deed, writing it down, and then filling out the deed later. And I think that probably is not the right way to go about it. I think that you should sort of start off by activating the deed by randomly selecting the storm, and then do the deed with the actual physical deed in hand. So I think that's the way I want to do it. I don't want to, because the idea is that if you just write it down later, you're not doing it under the quote unquote influence of a storm, and it really sort of takes away from the system. Perhaps there could be some allowance for, stuff that's done apart from a deed. And then, of course, there's the zappings, which are something which just happens to you, so you really can't know when it's going to happen. So there does have to be some element of recording information not under the influence of a storm. But I think that in that case, you would still determine the random number, the random positions, the random storm, that is. So, of course, I need to work all this out and come up with an initial set of products to sell and a new website and all this other stuff. There's two milestones here. One is approximately, January 25th, which is the start of TS-35. That's what it's going to all be geared to. And then also there's the release of this weird New Jersey ad, which should definitely website should definitely be in play in time for that ad coming out. So the new website should reflect a basic concept, which is the Obliviana being seen as one thing.
Oblivion to Super Cult Amusement. This game played with dashy deeds, each of which has an interesting thing for you to do. As you do them, you write down what you've done on the deed itself, and you build up this record of everything you've done, and you can create your own personal symbol, stuff like that. And the Ljubljana Radio is the radio station of Ljubljana. So it also stems from that, and it sort of gets that synergy feeling. It's where it's like everything's going for that single purpose. And calling it a game, I think, is probably a good idea. Because certainly there's really nothing else that people know and understand that's more similar than just a game. So I really need to do that. I mean, you know, and Bluffcosm could be something which is it could exist separately within Ljubljana Radio as a sort of a place, this weird alternate universe, like a Twilight Zone type place, the Bluffcosm, which you might want to say, like, you know, a bluff. It's kind of like a joke, like something that's reality maybe faking you out, or, you know, whatever. And Cosm, of course, means world, you know, so you might say it's kind of like a Twilight Zone, and it would be this interesting alternate world that you could enter. And it would be something that would be sort of like a program on Ljubljana Radio. But the idea is then that if there is the Bluffcosm, you're entering into it with deeds and exploring it as a part of scrolling deeds completely. And what that means is that there would be this element of, you know, getting deeds to people. They're going to need the deeds in order to do it. So the question then becomes, you know, should I do a free offer to get people started? Then accepting orders. From people, you know, the money being made by selling deeds initially. So it's basically a good business model. Create a product, you sell it. You know, it's a tried and true business model. Bluffcosm CDs then could be something also. So I think that an Ljubljana Radio program could be something that talks a lot about Ljubljana. And also, basically, it's, let's say, sort of maybe a better way of getting across information than just a website. But it is sort of in the service of the game itself. And, I think it would make sense for the show to be weekly. Shows per TS. I think that would make sense. So just, I think, having that regular show of a regular length would go a long way to sort of setting up the audio side. Very simple, very easy to understand, and hopefully something that will not be very hard to store on the website. I think however long it's going to be, if it's 15 minutes, half hour,
I'll figure out what it is, but... archives available on CDs, of course. Remember, it's all for one purpose. That's the idea. And a brand new website is going to be required. What just happened was, you know, I'm at a light, it's turning yellow, I'm going to turn. There's a guy that's coming the other way, and he has ample time to turn, so I wait for him to turn, but he doesn't turn, so now I'm halfway across the, crosswalk here. Just one of those little annoyances in life. You know, things that cause road rage. People just people just drive funny. They really do. I mean, a lot of driving is to try to anticipate what another... Whoa. Well, there's my ashtray just fell. A lot of driving is anticipating what other people will do based on logic and tradition and other things. I mean, you got to figure, you know, people are driving. They're trying to get to a certain area. You know, at an intersection, they're going to decide which way to go. And, you know, all those simple things, but... Sometimes people make different decisions. So. But the single message, back to Oliviana, the single message is supremely important. There you go.